This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The term dark money has been used a lot lately, especially during the current election season. How many individuals and organizations are giving money to certain candidates, causes, or independent expenditure groups to help determine who wins certain offices? And should the public know who's behind those contributions? Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, wrote about that in the Arizona Republic, and he's with me now. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Glenn, you don't like the term dark money. What does that imply to you?
Well, chambers have feelings, too. The implication is that there's something sinister going on. And, you know, in terms of what we've been engaged in through the Arizona Business Coalition, and the Arizona Republic wrote an editorial that mentioned the Arizona Business Coalition today and mentioned that its members are the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, and Greater Phoenix Leadership. We believe what we're doing is in the light of day and is in the public's good.
Glenn, there are some I think who might. I'm going to use the term red herring. They might think that your defense of that makes sense. They might say, okay, these business organizations are out in front, but there are a lot of other groups who aren't. So, is there a feeling that, okay, maybe you're not playing in dark money, but there are others who are, and by defending your group, you're defending those groups as well?
Well, Steve, I always like when campaign speech is used in a way that benefits the candidates that we have endorsed. With that said, I do believe that there is a positive overall when there are more resources devoted to the discussion of political issues. Not all of it's enlightening. Some of it is enraging. But, you know, for a country that still, I believe, spends more money on Easter candy advertisements than political speech, overall, I view the Citizens United case and the ability for entities to engage in the political process as a positive.
But, Glenn, can you see where some critics are coming from this standpoint? If a group or individual is allowed to support whomever they want, and obviously in this country that is, we hope that is always the case, why shouldn't the public know about who they're supporting?
Well, it's certainly one data point, and I believe that the speech is more effective personally when there is credible entities behind it. Getting back to the Arizona Business Coalition, where just for the record, Steve, we spend the significant majority of our efforts on educational outreach type activities. We've worked on different issues on healthcare, education, on immigration. But I think speech does have more pop where there's the closer the tie to the candidate. Personally, I believe the more effective the speech is, but I also believe that there are certain situations where it may not be something that certain entities want to do. I mean, look, we've all read about the different things going on with the IRS. I'd be a little bit. There's a reason why people are sometimes nervous when they enter this space.
Glenn, what do you think would be lost then if some groups are not able to remain anonymous? Where limits are not in effect. People can spend and organizations can spend as much as they want, but again, that we know what's going on. Is there some sort of unfairness in that?
Steve, what disturbs me is that there's a lot of people out there, and I believe that their intentions are very good. I'm not disputing that. But the effect of what they're advocating on behalf of would mean less speech in the political space. And I know it's frustrating to turn on a television or to go on the internet and to see some of these messages, you know, some which are very negative and unpleasant. But I think given the scope of the problems that this country has, we will be better served with the more robust speech we could have in the political space. And again, I get upset when I watch some of it, particularly if it's against a candidate or an issue I believe in. But that's part of the game. And in terms of what we do, chambers, and it's not just because of our chamber, the Greater Phoenix Chamber, but because of such great work the chambers across the country and the U.S. Chamber have been doing for years. We have a great brand, and when we stand behind a candidate and we get involved, we do so proudly and we do so in the light of day.
Glenn Hammer is president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. You could read his column at azcentral.com. Glenn, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Now with me is a critic of dark money. Chris Hurstam is a former legislative leader and was the chief of staff for then-Governor Fife Symington. Chris, you brought the issue of dark money to our attention quite a while ago, even before this current campaign season. What frustrates you in particular about what's going on with dark money?
Well, first of all, when Glenn said that the Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, is overall a positive, I have to totally disagree with him. I think it's a huge negative. It occurred in January 2010, not that long ago. It was a 5-4 decision, and it has allowed more corporate union and wealthy individuals their money to enter the political arena, especially I see that as a negative, because especially when there are no state laws that require them to divulge what's going on. Citizens United left the public only one way to really protect itself, and that is adequate, timely disclosure laws. Some states have them. Arizona does not. The Arizona legislature and this governor is not interested in passing such a law because it's benefiting mainly conservative Republicans right now, this dark money. But I just I have a huge problem with the dark money. I just believe in timely and full disclosure. And this if you look at the usage of the dark money and the ads that are running, they're horrible. I mean, they you know, you don't see positive, issue-oriented dark money. I want to say right now, though, that I agree with Glenn Hammer with regards to the Arizona Chamber, Phoenix Chamber, GPL, and their Arizona Business Coalition. In fact, the firm I work for belongs to the Arizona Chamber. That's not a problem, because if you see an ad you don't like or the media wants to find out why they're running something, they call up Glenn Hammer. They call up the chambers, and they'll defend themselves. But I'm talking about some of Glenn's buddies, like Sean Noble and Kirk Adams and the crew. They have a lot of different groups. We have a whole new era of political contribution secrecy. Political strategists create these nonprofit social welfare groups to escape disclosure requirements. There's huge IRS code loopholes and that allow these nonprofits to play in campaigns with secret cash. They have these names that convey selfless intentions, but their goal is to destroy political opponents and get their candidates chosen without the voters knowing who is funding the smear jobs. And this is crazy. This is really bad for our political system, and voters need to find out which candidates, particularly those that are running for Secretary of State and Governor, which candidates take a stand against dark money and will fight for disclosure laws in Arizona.
Chris, what about those who will say that, going back to the Founding Fathers, which is always the favorite phrase of some, that there was anonymity in some of that because of the pressure, and even what Glenn mentioned about the Tea Party groups being targeted?
Well, that's the Tea Party groups being targeted is horrible, and the IRS should be condemned for that. But that's a separate issue, frankly. This thing about the framers of our Constitution and during the Revolutionary War, they needed anonymous speech. Anonymous speech, by the way, is just an attempt to somehow make dark money sound better. That's ridiculous. This is 2014. We're 238 years later from declaring our independence and the Revolutionary War and so forth. You know, that's just a ruse in my view. The framers would be appalled by candidates today for state office engaging in a money chase for secret cash from people doing business with the governor. And we're not talking about anonymous leaflets or leaf letters that were used in a Revolutionary War. We're talking about today, special interests who are seeking to influence government tax and regulatory policy totally out of sight of the public. It's time to raise the rock up, shine the sunlight on it. There's nothing wrong with full disclosure. Timely and full disclosure is something conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans, and of course, independents, the largest group now, they should all strive for, and we need to elect candidates that are committed to fighting dark money.
If the clean election system, and forgive me, Tom Collins, had been more effective and had been something that people really had turned out voters really wanted it to be, would that have dampened the possibility of something like dark money?
Yes, I think if the matching funds that the court struck down, they've somewhat neutered clean elections, and you know, if you had a vibrant public financing system with more money in it and so forth, yes, I think it would counter it. You know, I got to say one more thing.
Sure.
In Glenn's op-ed piece in The Republic, he takes sort of a slap at what he calls the good government set. All I'll say is, you know, I've been around the Capitol for 32 years, and when political insiders start complaining about the good government set, watch out for your wallets. Make sure you even still have a wallet. I ask again, what is wrong with transparency? We don't live in China. The media and the public needs to know who is giving the money to these dark money campaigns, and at least hold those people and the candidates they're supporting responsible for it.
Chris, we've got about a minute left, and I want to come back to one of the things that Glenn said in his column as well. Whether this matters or not, perception does seem to have an effect on people. I mean, this is how we think and whatnot. Does the dark money term almost make it seem cartoonish? Would it be better if we actually had a term that, because it can be spun in such a way that, oh, dark money, woo, 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 we should be scared of that, as opposed to really what it is? Or do you think dark money is an effective term to tell people what's going on?
I think you can call it secret cash. You can call it dark money. It's money that is going into political campaigns without being reported. Mm-hmm. And that it's we need tough disclosure laws in Arizona, like they have in other states, that will allow the average voter to find out who's paying for this junk that's on TV that in most cases smears candidates. It's just that simple. So I just see nothing wrong with dark money or secret cash. To me, it explains what the problem is.
Former state legislative leader Chris Hurstum. Chris, thanks as always. My